All Jesus was doing here on the Sea of Galilee in Mark 4, all he was doing was exerting his natural being. Now, his natural being was also supernatural because he was not tainted by sin as we are tainted by sin. We have to go through a process to become as he is. He didn't have to go through any process to become as he is. He was. He was born sinless. He did not inherit the nature of Adam. He lived that sinless life, and therefore, when he was face to face with a situation that was contrary to the will of God for that moment, all he did was take authority. We find him walking through this earth simply taking authority. That's all, living in dominion. And every time there was something that came his way, he took authority over it. And laid his hand on this one, and they were healed. Laid his hand on this one, they were raised from the dead. Spoke to the waves here. They ran out of water at the wedding ceremony. He says, that's not good. We want to have a good time here. So they turn the water into wine. Takes authority. Never for his own benefit. Never changed a camel into a Cadillac. Not a single time. Didn't do any of those things. Never even changed the rocks into bread so that he could have something to eat. He only did it for the glory of God. Never profited a single. In fact, it cost him every time he did it because it caused confusion and made people angry and many other things. And so he never brought it back down on him. He allowed God to take care of him in those situations. But all he was doing was exerting his godly nature. And so when he stands up in the back of the boat and speaks to the wind and the waves, he said, peace be still. Now, why did he do that? Why didn't he just let the storm blow itself out? Well, if the storm had blown itself out, remember where they're coming from? They're coming from the south edge of the lake, and he says, let's go over to the other side. He wants to go to the northern side, on around to Tiberias. That's where they want to go. The wind is blowing as it always blows across that lake, out of the northwest, out of the northeast, down through those canyons in the Golan Heights, out across that lake, blowing in that direction. Now, some of you know enough about sailing to know that you can tack into the wind if it's a gentle wind. You don't tack into a hurricane. There's no way. You flow, you just get in front of it, and it just blows you wherever it wants to go. Jesus had already spoken and said, we're going over. The wind came up. Natural wind came up to prevent that from happening. He said, God wants us to go over. Therefore, I have the right to take dominion over this because we're supposed to be over there. And they went on. That's the reason he did it. In other situations, he let the wind blow itself out. I imagine if it had been coming from the north side and the wind had come up and they were going south, he'd have just kind of windsurfed all the way across. That's what would have happened. Because that was not a preventative. That was not a deterrent. But in this case, it was a deterrent because he said, we're going to go over. Now, the disciples should have heard that word when he spoke it. If they had heard the word that Jesus had said, we're going over, then they would have known that somehow, some way, we're going to get over there. Instead, they were being whipped before the wind, blown back to where they'd come from, totally helpless in the face of the wind. It was not just that they were going to perish, it's that they were going to be dashed on the rocks on the south side where they had just shoved off. And Jesus said, I'm not going to allow that to happen. Now, we find that kind of miracle happening time and time and time again in the Bible.